Maybe, but B. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Daniel.
Yes, how are you, David?
Good. Hey, just want to let you know you are on the Tribe Podcast. We thank you for venting with us today.
We let you know ahead of time so that way you won't sue us.
Exactly. You know, I'm Dave Love. I got my counsel here with me. I got Ricardo, Mr. Richard.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
And I also got two plates, Mr. Eric himself will be here with us.
That's cool. You know, Eric, when he eats a lot, you know, he got energy, so he can do whatever he wants to do.
Exactly. Yes, you're right, my friend. We're going to hit you with a couple topics, man. First off, I know Rich got some questions over here, some topics for you. We want you to answer them and vent what your opinion is, and we're going to probably give you our two cents about it. Go ahead, Rich.
All right.
So how do you feel about the Knicks this year, man? How do you think they're doing so far?
The Knicks is the whole year, you know, up and down. When the season starts, like, you know, the first, like, 10... 1 to 10 games, you know, they are up to their number 3, and after that, you know, they go down the past like 15 games.
Yeah.
They won only 3, they lose like 12 games. That's a bad thing, but out of those 12 games, 7 to 8 games, you know, they lose like by 3 points and down.
Yeah.
So that means the team is still good, but, you know, they have improvement, like, you know, finishing the games. You know, nobody finished the game. That's the main problem, the Knicks.
Yeah. I know you're a big Derrick Rose fan. You can, you know, that's one of your favorite, that is your favorite player in the NBA. What is your reaction to him this year, how he's performing? How do you grade his performance just individually right now?
Yeah, the first thing, you know, thanks for that, he's healthy more than any other years after he got injured and come back to play, you know. He played more games than any other time right now because he played like 33 games out of 37 games. So that's a good thing. And number two is, you know, his scoring point is pick up, like, you know, last year, like 13, 15, and 16, and this year is almost 18 points per game. And the last 5-6 games, he scored more than 20 points. That's a good thing. And the other thing is his shot selection is better than any other years. You know, he don't, before, like last year when he played the Bulls, he throw a lot of 3-point shots. No, this year is the last 7 games. He only take a 3-point shot one time, and instead of that, you know, he breaking down the defense and he want to score.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, you know. So overall, he's improving very well. If he got help, the team is gonna be good.
So with Derrick Rose, you know, playing the way he is, and he's, like you say, he's starting to get better with the more games he plays. Does that give you motivation?
Yeah. Maybe I'm gonna be your motivation.
That's a good thing, you know. He's playing better than last year. That's one improvement.
Yeah.
And maybe after you know, All-Star game, he's going to be better, he's going to be good, you know, because you have to play more than better this year because his contract is ending the coming summer, so you have to play more attacking, more like, you know, high level.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, he don't get a good contract.
Okay.
My thing is, you know what I'm saying, yeah, Rose is playing better, you know what I'm saying, Carmelo is playing pretty good. Porzingis.
Yes.
He's not playing as well as I thought he would be this year.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I had high expectations for the Knicks. I really thought they was going to be pretty good. You know, my question is, are the Knicks going to make the playoffs?
Definitely they're going to make the playoffs.
Because I need them to make the playoffs. Because I feel like if they make the playoffs, it's a good chance Milwaukee won't. And I need Milwaukee to miss
y'all
the playoffs.
Y'all both.
So, you know what I'm saying? They need to start playing better. They got a good team. I mean, they just, for whatever reason.
Yeah, you know, the East
is weak. The East is weak.
Teams are, you know, like, if they won, like, three straight games, it's going to be a 500 team.
Yeah, that's true.
So bundled up. He's not that much far to become like a 500 team. If you put themselves in the 500 team, it's okay to secure the play like 6-5. You know, Stephen A. Smith says maybe Knicks, he's going to play, he's going to make the playoffs, and the first round is going to go by. That's why he say, I don't know, but, you know, we'll see.
Hey, Daddy, we're going to keep it on the Knicks for just a little bit more. My thing is there's so much speculation that, you know, Phil Jackson and New York Knicks organization is shopping Carmelo. Do you think that's a good move? Do you think they should trade Carmelo and kind of rebuild a little bit and actually keep D. Rose and Porzingis? Do you think that's a good call, or they should do something else? What is your reaction? What do you think they should do with Carmelo Anthony this year?
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony is, like, you know, he's a good player. He scored every game more than 20 points. And but the team is, he always scores more than 20 points. The team is, they never make a playoff, you know. They never be, like, you know, good, like, you know, the Cavaliers or
the
team, like, you know, the Boston Celtics.
Or the Raptors.
The East, I'm going to compare with the East.
Yeah.
The West is a lot of good teams, you know.
Don't forget about the Raptors.
Yeah, Raptors and the Hawks, they are really good.
And the Bulls?
The position is always. The Bulls is good too.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say the Bulls are good. They playing all right, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say good though.
You know, the first thing, you know, they make a bad decision is they throw Derrick Rose and they hire Dwayne Wayne and Randall. That's a sucks for me, man. Because if they want to hire Dwayne Wayne, why they trade Rose? Why they don't give him a chance, Rose, to play with Dwayne Wayne and Rose and
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, it's gonna be a good team this year to the Bulls,
yeah.
But they don't give him a chance
for whatever reason. They felt Jimmy Butler and D Rose, for whatever reason, didn't play good together. For whatever reason, they just didn't. On the court, they just did not play well together for whatever reason.
I don't mean to cut you off, but just real quick to answer that question, do you think the Knicks should trade or do something with Carmelo Anthony? Yes or no?
Hell no.
You, Danny?
My personal opinion is if I'm Carmelo Anthony, I have to leave New York Knicks, because with him, Knicks, they don't go nowhere. Why he's waiting for? Like, he's a good player, you know, he scored more points like the top players all the time. So why is he staying over there? Why he don't get, he don't join good teams and he's going to win the title? I don't know why, it's up to him. But
yeah.
For the Knicks right now, with him, they don't go nowhere. So they have to trade him and see if rebuild the team, you know, get another energetic, you know, young players, and change the team.
Okay.
Because with him, they see like 6-7 years.
Yeah,
Knicks,
but
they don't go nowhere.
But it's like, you know, the Knicks been bad for a long time. You know what I'm saying? They need to win. They can't keep rebuilding. I mean, they've been bad for a long time. They got to eventually start winning. And
but they're not winning now.
They're a big market team. They need to start winning. Damn that rebuild shit.
You're telling me they can't get two good players, not saying elite players, two good players,
and they're gonna be bad this year and they'll be bad again next year.
But
I mean,
they're gonna be, but wait,
That you bad know, play going to continue team, until next year. I mean, it's been going on long enough. They need to start winning. Don't break this team. Don't break this team up. Win.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but the bad thing is, like, you know, the Knicks, they made a decision about a thing. Carmelo Anthony is like Phil Jackson. They, no trade, like, for him. Yeah, when no he signed the contract, no trade. So, then next year, you know how much he made Carmelo? $24
million. $24
million? If you buy two players by $10 million, yeah, the next year. He's making $24 million next year. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But with him, the team, they don't go nowhere. That $24 million is they can buy two, three good players, you know, maybe, you know, average player, you know.
Yeah.
They can, with Rose, with Portenders and the other the players, you know, they're going to be a good team.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Oh, okay. Good, man. We appreciate your opinion. We're going to dive in into something a little other issue. We're going to dive into the Westbrook issue. He did not make the starter all-star team for the NBA. Do you have a problem with that? Do you think that he should be starting in the all-star game, Russell Westbrook? What was your reaction to that? Do you think?
Yeah, that's my opinion is NBA is suck. They do is, like, you know, favoritism for the Golden State star, Stephen Curry, because by so many reasons, Westbrook is a top player right now. He got more than 20 triple-doubles this year. He's leading for that. I don't care about the team, is whatever place it is, but if you see individual talent, that's how all-star game means. Individual talent, that's how they pick players. It should be starters.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you about him being a starter, and it is a popularity vote. Are you like me, man? I would vote Russell Westbrook the top body wise as far as in the world, man. He's got a nice body, man.
Yeah, you got 6 pack, my friend.
You know, I'm joking around, but at the same time, I'm not. But he don't know how to dress, in my personal opinion. Sometimes, I don't know, he look like sometimes he dresses himself in a potato sack, you know, sometimes. But I'm just going to get one more in here with you, man. So far, say the NBA season stopped right now. Who is your MVP of the NBA right now? I know me and Rich said Fear the Beard, you know, and Eric Two Plates over here said Russell Westbrook should be the MVP. What is your pick and why, my friend?
Okay, if you come individual talent, I'm going to be Westbrook. But if you come leading the team and more effective, I'm going to choose the Burger King guy, man.
So right now, if the NBA season ended right now, you're choosing James Harden then, right?
Yeah, because James Harden is in the team and himself too.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, we're going to let you go, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks a lot, man. We greatly appreciate your opinions.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You give your time for dedication. Everything you guys doing is very good and inspiring young people like you guys. So keep doing what you're doing. You know, I appreciate, you know. Thank you very much.
Thanks definitely.
Lot,
and just FYI, people, this is our New York Knicks source.
Yeah, this guy Daniel is our New York Knicks insider.
Yeah.
We totally appreciate it, brother. And you take care. Have a good evening, okay, man?
All right. I love my picture, man. Posted it.
We will, man. Thanks, bro. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay. Man.